Where in the Bible will I find how the law could be fulfilled but not destroyed? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The teachings of Jesus on the Mount, recorded by Matthew, were different to those to which the Jews were accustomed. Lest his teaching should be construed as being in opposition to the law of Moses, Jesus made it clear that his mission into the world was not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. He said, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 5:17-19. Now, to destroy the law would be to abrogate it before it had accomplished its purpose. To fulfill it was to enable it to achieve the designs for which it was intended. A perverted version of the Bible known as today's English version, so-called Good News for Modern Man, makes our Lord affirm in its rendering what he actually denied. This dangerous document declares that the law given to the Israelites at Sinai remains and will continue to rule until Christ comes. This rendering does not translate the passage. It seeks to explain it in the light of denominational views of its originator. Our Lord is simply saying that the law was to bring the Jews to Christ, Galatians 3:24. In view of the fact that no portion of it was to pass until its purpose was achieved, it would follow that when this occurred, the entire law of Moses would have served its purpose, would be taken out of the way and be replaced with a new law, the perfect law of liberty, that all Christians are under today. The Apostle Paul clearly affirms this in Colossians 2:14-17, and in Romans 7:1-7. We are answerable to God under this new law set out in the New Testament, not that given only to the Israelites at Mount Sinai, Deuteronomy 5:2.